right back here. I'm live from Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. And on the phone with me this morning is South Carolina State Treasurer Curtis Loftus. It's been a while since we've had him on, and it's good to have you back on, Curtis.
It's very nice to be here. I've been stuck behind my desk with spreadsheets and all sorts of financial documents, and I'm looking forward to get outside and seeing the daylight.
Well, I've seen some of your posts on Facebook, so it looks like you've been underneath it all.
Well, I'll tell you, this whole pensions mess, which matters to everybody, I know some people don't think it does, but there are 500,000 people in South Carolina who are in that pension system in one way or the other. It's local school teachers or policemen or clerks at the DMV or state employees, county employees. I mean, there's just tons of people in that system, so it's so important. And also, if you're one of the few people that's not in the system or related to somebody in the system, it affects you because you pay taxes. And the system has just failed. It's got a $24.3 billion debt, and that's 10 times the rest of the state debt together. And we got to pay it. So that's kind of all coming due this year, and they're asking me about that. Of course, you know, they want billions of dollars for roads. They want hundreds of millions of dollars for rural schools. The universities want hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, everybody's got their hand out, but we got just a little bit of money. So it's going to be an interesting session to watch.
Well, Curtis, I know this is something that you had been talking about since you first were elected to that office as the treasurer. You started looking at the spreadsheets and how money, and I know you had a big trouble just trying to get the information from the commission that works with our pension systems. And one of the things I know that you discovered is that we're paying a lot of money in fees and not getting the return.
That's right. You know, I've earned a PhD in deception. I've learned what it's like to have intelligent, articulate people look at you and tell you half of the story or tell you something that's not correct or something that's not germane. I've had to fight them every step of the way, and I mean, I literally have taken information out of trash cans. I've taken pictures of desks and reports and things because they wouldn't let me have it. Now, I finally was able to get it, and once we were able to get that information, we were able to prove positively what they wouldn't admit publicly, and that was that our investment commission was the lowest performing large pension plan in the country, and that means we made the least amount of money of any of our peers, and that we paid more fees than anybody else. Think about that. We paid the most and got the least. It's like going to the Mercedes dealership, giving them, you know, $80,000 for a new Mercedes, but you walk off in a Volkswagen, a 1963 Bug. You know, and that's what we did for years. And what's happened now is that I've blown the whistle on that and many other abuses of the system, because the system has underperformed by $10 billion in 10 years. And, of course, and the problem I have is the numbers so large, people saying, well, that can't be right. You know, why aren't people in jail? Why don't we read about this every day? And that's exactly what I fight. People don't know about it. It's complex. You got to just boil it down. And so now a lot of people know about it. They can't run from this bad performance. They can't run from a system that's failing. What do they want to do? They've got legislation to take me off the commission. You know,
right.
I was the one guy fighting for the participants of the plan and for the taxpayers. I was the one guy doing that. And then I'm also, as state treasurer, I'm the custodian of the funds. And that's just, I safekeep the funds. I don't invest those funds. I just make sure that nobody's reaching their hand and taking money out of the pot. And what the General Assembly decided to do is to not fix the pension plan, just keep letting it be, you know, running a deficit every single year. That deficit is $1.2 billion of interest every year. They're going to let it do that. But their solution is to take me off the commission and to take the custody from my office, that $28 billion from my office, and give it to the people who lost it in the first place.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense,
I think. It's incredible. And outside the four blocks around the state house, everybody in this state gets it. I mean, every single soul. This is not an issue that's even for debate. People get that the pension system is failing and that the General Assembly's only solution, their only action, is to remove the state treasurer, the one guy who fought it and brought it. You know, I'm the whistleblower. I'm the guy who made everybody understand all this stuff. And then I'm the guy who, on the other side, the state treasurer. I'm honored to be the state treasurer. But, you know, I answer to y'all. Y'all can vote me out. How many people in Greenwood know anybody on the State Investment Commission? How many people in Greenwood know anybody on the Public Employee Benefits Authority? That's the old retirement system.
Sure.
You know, nobody knows those people. They're unelected. They're not accountable to anybody. And Jay Lucas, the Speaker of the House, and Hugh Leatherman, the President Pro Tem of the Senate, have put their foot down. They're telling their members, we're going to get rid of Loftus this year because we can't afford to have this thing be talked about anymore. We can't have the public know how many billions of dollars have been lost on our watch. And so as a Republican, I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed that this is the way Republicans are acting. We're supposed to be fiscally conservative. So we look at a problem. We've got a debt. It's our job to chart the way to pay that debt. And one, I know I'm a little bit of a monologue, but one last thing. One reason they've got to get rid of me this year and Band-Aid this so this kind of goes away for this session is they want to pass a gas tax. And that gas tax is going to be about $35 billion. Now, I don't know whether you're for gas taxes or not. That's not really the point. The point is, in a household, would you go borrow money to build roads way down the road? I mean, would you go tax the people to build roads way down the road, right? Or would you fix the pension problem that's here today? And that pension problem is the most significant problem. Again, we incur $1.2 billion a year in interest. And we've never paid the interest in full.
And isn't part of the problem, Curtis, is that every year they go back and they start at how they're going to pay it back, and they put it in a 30-year plan as a payout?
They do. And we just got an attorney general's opinion. We haven't rolled it out yet, but there's an attorney general's opinion that says this basic and underlying document of the pension system, he believes that if it went to court, it would be ruled it is a violation of the Constitution of the state of South Carolina and the statutory provisions of the state. So the very document that allows them to rack up this debt, a debt that the taxpayer has to pay, that's the important part. The taxpayer has to pay this $25 billion debt. It's probably unconstitutional and against the statute. And so that's where we are. They've put this big debt on the backs of the taxpayer. I've been talking about it. I pointed it out. I've been fighting the system. We've made some improvements in the system because of the fight. But what they want to do is get rid of me so they can go out and spend a whole bunch more money. I mean, the universities are wanting $500 or $600 million.
Right.
So, you know, K-12 needs money.
Right.
The pension plan needs money. They want this money for roads. We actually can finance roads right now. We don't have to have the gas tax. I'm not saying we'd never have to have one, but right now we don't have to. We're building roads right now, and we've got other forms of debt we can use that's more pragmatic. And so I don't want to get too complicated in the weeds here. And, you know, my message today is the pension system is failing. It matters to every single person in this state. There are 500,000 people actually in the system as either working people or retired, and they're beneficiaries.
If they don't
fix the system this year and they come back to it in 2 or 3 years, I believe they will have to close the system to new people. And that means that when Greenwood County and Greenwood City goes to hire policemen, they're going to have to pay them probably 30% more in cash, in paychecks, because the pension system's going away. Well, that means a tax increase mm-hmm. on the people of Greenwood.
So what's the answer, Curtis?
You've heard politicians say this before. I don't like to say this, but I mean it more than I've ever said. If you call your members of the General Assembly and say, fix the pensions this year and leave the treasurer alone. Leave the treasurer on the commission and leave the treasurer as our watchdog. You know, leave him in charge of the custody of the funds. If you say that, they'll do it. The only reason they don't is because they hear from special interests. They hear from Wall Street. They hear from groups that want more of that money, whether it's accounting and legal or whatever. They hear from all these people. What they don't hear from is the average person in Greenwood, because average person in Greenwood doesn't want to have anything to do with the government, right? I mean, that's why they elect somebody. But
well,
call the State House and say, leave the treasurer alone and fix pensions now. And that's all you have to say. You don't have to debate it. You don't have to say anything else. Just tell them that, and that makes a difference.
well, Curtis, though, but what are the options to fixing the system? What are the options that our lawmakers could say, this is what we got to do, or this is how we are going to do it?
Well, the options is it needs more money. It's a debt, and the only way you fix a debt is you pay more money. And that's why we've got to fix it this year, because if we don't, they'll do the gas tax first. We don't have to have a gas tax this year. We will continue building roads. We're building roads right now. And we have other forms of debt that aren't reliant on the gas tax. So we can build roads for the next few years without worrying about the gas tax. But what they want to do is go ahead and take money from the public, which is the gas tax. I think it's $800 million a year is what it comes out to be. They want to take that money and put it in the hands of road graders and engineers and all sorts of people. They want to give it to them. Well, the people we need to be worried about are the teachers and the firemen, the clerks. We need to be worried about the retired people. We need to be worried about kids graduating from high school who want to go work for the city or the county. We got to worry about people first. We can worry about rich road graders and all the special interests that want this gas tax later. We got to fix pensions now. Now, as far as the exact solution, there's 100 of them, and I mean, I could say them, but they get complex and nobody would listen, right? But we've got those. But the General Assembly is, in the end, has just got to come up with money. But I think what they're going to do is they're going to come up with the money for the gas tax and the people, the state employees, the county, city employees, and the taxpayers are just going to get left behind. And that's not fair. And that's why I'm on the phone talking to you, because I know your people are interested in these issues.
Absolutely. Now, as far as where it's headed, you say we don't need a gas tax. You know, that is a big issue, though, is our roads. Everybody is talking about the roads.
They are, especially special interests are talking about the roads. The chatter you hear oftentimes on radio and on the Internet is bought and paid for by special interests. I mean, there are millions of dollars being spent to pass the gas tax. And again, I'm not saying the gas tax is the worst idea ever. What I'm saying is that this year, the year 2017, it doesn't matter whether we pass the gas tax or not, because we're going to be financing roads anyway. You know, I'm the debt officer for the state, so I have all that information right here at my hands. We can borrow money in an economical way right now and finance roads. Remember when President Obama said we're going to go build a bunch of roads and everybody told him there were shovel-ready projects?
Right.
What that really means is those roads will be ready to build in 3, 4, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
If then, Malfunction Junction right here, it'll be 10 years before they start that project. So we don't have to have this big, huge gas tax now. I believe we should worry about the people, and how you worry about the people is you put their interests first, not the rich road builders and contractors and asphalt haulers and all that, and you put people first. And one of the ways to do that is you don't strip the elected state treasurer of his roles to have information so he can talk directly to the people. You know, it's just wrong. It is. I think I've been doing radio interviews now for a couple of weeks. I've yet to find somebody who thought this was a bad idea. That the elected state treasurer should be there on the spot, should report back to the people. Because I can tell you, special interest doesn't. They want your money. They'll do whatever it takes to get it, and they're never going to come on the radio and talk to you.
Well, that's true. And I know that when you first became treasurer, you were very passionate about doing an audit, and even that was something that was fought.
Oh yeah, the treasurer's office. Back then, in many places in the state, we had very weak audits. I'll tell you, Ann, let me tell you how tough these things are. My battle with the pension plan, for my trouble, they have publicly censored me without notice in a meeting on TV. They hauled me before the Supreme Court. They've dragged me before endless committees, which are really just kangaroo courts. They don't care what I have to say. They just want to keep me busy. And they're always sending me busy work. Well, I just kept putting up with it. If they can insult me, I don't care. They can try to make me look like a criminal, or I don't care, because I don't work for the special establishment. I don't work for the special interest. I work for the people, so I'm not confused about that. Now they want to strip the treasurer of some responsibilities that allows me to talk to you. If I'm not talking to the people of Greenwood about the pensions, the only people who will are the people who make tremendous money off of it. I mean, the average county employee in Greenwood is making what, 50 grand or something? I don't know what they make. Teachers, it's kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. So they're not getting rich. Well, at the Investment Commission, we have people making hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. At the retirement system, they make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. And we pay in fees. I mean, this is the whole engine that keeps the public out. We paid in 1 year $468 million in investment fees. That's $218,000 an hour. So you see, all those people getting that money, they don't like me out here talking. And they've gotten together, and they say, we got to get the treasurer away from this money. We can't let him talk about this. If we're going to get our big gas taxes, if we're going to pass hundreds of millions of dollars so the universities go build more palaces to themselves, if we're going to do all that, we got to shut the treasurer up. And all I'm doing is going back to the people and say, you've been listening to me talk about this stuff for 5 years. No one has ever showed where I was ever wrong about any of this stuff. In fact, everything I say comes true. And now they just want to, in the end, take me off. And I want to protect your $28 billion. That's what it is, $28 billion. And I need people in Greenwood to pick up the phone. Most people have never, ever called the State House. But they need to call their legislator and say, leave the treasurer alone and fix pensions this year.
Do we have the money to fix the pensions?
We have to start. The pension debt is bigger than the state budget. You see, this is the problem. We have 24, it's gotten so huge I can't explain it to people. People think, that can't be right. Our pension debt is $24.3 billion, and it grows every single year. All state debt together is $4.2 billion.
Wow.
Yeah, think about that.
$4.2 billion versus 24?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's hard to even conceive of it. That's what they've done. And Jay Lucas is the Speaker of the House, and Hugh Leatherman is the President Pro Tem of the Senate, and they have decided we have got to get Curtis Loftus away from this money. He is telling the people what the truth is. He's wiring them up. He's running them up the flagpole. He's going to make us fix these pensions. But what we want to do is tax them. We want more money, not less money. We have shown them, we have shown the people of South Carolina, we can't manage their money. We've run up a $25 billion debt, but we still want more. And so they're going to come to y'all this year, say, we want a gas tax. We want $30 billion. Forget about that $25 billion that we squandered, that we're putting on your backs right now, because we're not going to tell you about that. But give us another $30 billion.
Well, Curtis,
and we shouldn't do that. We got to say, look out for people of South Carolina. Pay our debts. Make it manageable. We don't have to pay it all today, but we've got to set a plan in course, which they refuse to do. You got to leave the treasurer there because they can tell you what they want to do. I mean, if I'm not there, they just say it's fixed. Who's going to tell you otherwise?
Right.
But they are hell bent. I'm telling you, they want that gas tax, and the people who are pro gas tax are spending millions of dollars to get it passed. You know how many people are spending money to fix the pensions? Nobody. I don't have a $20 contribution to help me fight the pensions. But the other side has got millions. But we've got the truth, and we've got the votes. And so if you're riding around Greenwood or if you're at home, call your legislator and tell them, leave the treasurer alone, fix pensions. I don't want to hear any more from you. You work for me, and go do it.
Well,
if you talk to them like that, they'll do it. Because, as you know, the biggest thing in politics is how you get reelected.
Absolutely, and that is the truth. Now, Curtis, if they don't do anything on it, what happens next?
I think if they don't do anything on it, they'll pass a big gas tax this year. They'll come back to pensions in 2 or 3 years. They will have to close the pensions system to new entrants. If you're in the system, you'll get paid.
Okay.
But when they close it, see, the debt doesn't go away.
Right.
And I believe they'll have to issue a sales tax. So this is what they want to do. They want to raise your gas tax now, and then in 2 or 3 years, they'll give you a sales tax to pay for pensions. Think about that. Make them tell you that now, right?
Right.
Because the people might say, okay, we can do this. We're all in, right? We want this road money, so we'll pay a tax, and we want pensions fixed, so we'll pay a tax. But, you know, that's y'all's decision, and you should know all this at once. What they're saying to you is, we're going to tell you about one problem, the gas tax, and we're not going to tell you about another. How long does a marriage work when one member of the, you know, the man or wife doesn't tell the truth about the debts, doesn't tell the truth about money? You know, finances break up more marriages than anybody else.
Absolutely.
Because you start lying to people about the money. And the biggest problem that people in Greenwood have is this pension problem. It's a pothole you can't see. But when we close pensions, it is going to cripple every small town in this state. It will cripple the university. It will cripple the school districts. It will cripple all of these places because they're going to have to come up with cash to pay the value of these retirements. And people say that this retirement is worth about 30% of your pay.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people take state jobs or county jobs or university jobs because they know they will have a good pension.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, you know, it's all, you know, and it is just basic fairness. I mean, who would say, okay, we're going to give you $28 billion for a pension as a government, but we're not going to let you have an elected official have any say about it. We want to give it to unelected bureaucrats that we've never heard of, and they make all the decisions. See, so is that fair? Does that make sense? Would you turn your money over to somebody you don't know, or turn your money over to somebody that you hire personally? And that's what you did with me. You hired me.
Right.
And so this is this basic fairness. If you've got two or three really big debts, if you only tell about one, the roads, and you don't tell about the other debts, then that's not truthful. It's just not truthful. It's not fair. And the taxpayers are why we're here. I mean, we work for the citizens. Y'all are my boss.
I think,
but they don't believe that.
I think sometimes politicians forget that.
They don't. And the House and Senate, I mean, Jay Lucas, the House of Representatives has always been helpful to me. They've been a backstop for me. They let me fight this battle, and the Senate has been trying to, you know, they've been trying to throw me in a ditch for years now. But the House stopped. Jay Lucas has joined, unfortunately, Jay Lucas, the Speaker of the House, has joined Hugh Leatherman. He's now adopted this debt of his own, and we need to make sure that people know that. This $25 billion debt now belongs to Jay Lucas, just like it does Hugh Leatherman. And we got to call his members, and we got to call Jay and say, fix pensions now, leave the treasurer alone. You can do gas tax, you can do university building, you do all these other things after you fix the biggest problem. Because that's the fair, that's the equitable, and it's the financially smart way.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you're right about that. And the point that I hadn't really thought about is, where does it leave if they have to close the pension system? Where does that leave Greenwood County, Greenwood City, Lander University? Where does that leave them?
It is a disaster for smaller areas. The state will be okay because we've got elasticity of budgets. And, you know, Rich County will be all right. But the smaller places
right.
like Greenwood are going to suffer. And here's what they'll tell you. Oh, we're not going to have to close this system. Well, they told me that we weren't the worst performing plan in the country, and it took me 3 or 4 months to get the information, and I proved them wrong. They told me we didn't pay the highest fees in the country, and I proved them wrong. I mean, every time I get into this, I told them that the underlying document that sets the contribution rates was illegal and probably unconstitutional. Now the Attorney General, the highest law official in the state, has said that if it went to court, the courts would probably rule that those underlying documents are unconstitutional and illegal. Think about that. Think if you went to the bank and the banker used a method that was unconstitutional and illegal, and you had to pay the bill. You'd be outraged. You'd sue him. The problem is you can't sue the government. Easy. You can't sue them easily, I should say.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we've got to protect the people of Greenwood County. I love it down there. I never spent much time there until I got elected to the office, and I go down there, and I just love it. I can't find a thing wrong with that place down there. People have always been so kind to me. This beautiful territory, and some pretty good honey down there as well, and which I never get to do, but I like to think about it. And it's a great place. Why do we want to cripple those places? And if you think about what you'll have to pay to make up these retirements, it's going to cripple every single government entity there. The hospitals, it'll cripple them. And what they'll say is, well, this isn't going to happen. But I just go back. Every single time I say what's going to happen, they beat the heck out of me, and then it happens, and then they move on to the next story. So this is how it works. This is my life. This is what I do every day. it's fighting people who don't have to tell the truth.
Yeah.
And so I'm just talking all over the radio. I'm going to get my car here soon and go to every kind of media I can find And we're going to ask the Republican parties themselves to sign a little document that says effectively the same thing: fix pensions now, leave the treasurer alone, the people deserve the truth. And we're just going to hit the roads, and we're going to try to beat them. And it's an uphill climb. But this is, you know, this is the biggest thing I've ever done in my life, fighting this pension. If we don't continue the fight and we lose, it will have an everlasting and detrimental effect on the rural and poor parts of our state. It will cripple. It will throw each of these places back years, and will require tax increases, and will require layoffs.
Well, you know, you can't make it any more plainer than that, Treasurer.
Oh, and they hate that, sister. Let me tell you, when I talk like this, they hate it.
I'll bet they do. You know, I wanted to ask you about this one question, though. Representative Gilda Cobb Hunter, a Democrat from Orangeburg, said there are many ways to fix the pension system, but it can't come down to that. And then she said that if we hired more employees and had more employees working for the state, then that would help solve it.
Well, it does, but that's and Gilda Cobb Hunter, you know who my biggest supporters are?
Who?
And I'm a conservative Republican. I'm a fiscal Republican. The Democratic Caucus and the Black Caucus. Repeatedly, they have helped me because, you know, they don't rise in the leadership structure. There's only so far they can go. Republicans can be told by their leadership, you vote with me on this pension issue and you'll become a subcommittee chairman next year. That's how it works in the General Assembly, right?
Right.
I mean, I've had so many people come to me this year and say, they have put the screws to me. I can't help you. That's because of this. If we hired more employees, sure, we could do that, but we're paying a tax in the other way. You see, it all is just trying to pay that $25 billion.
Sure.
And so if you hire more employees, that gives more contributions, but you still got to pay the employee. So I disagree with her on that, but I like Ms. Gilda. I mean, she's a Democrat and I'm a Republican, so we have a lot of differences, but she is a very smart woman and has helped me so many times. She stood up to Senator Leatherman for me on multiple occasions, and I'll always be grateful for that because you can't forget things like that.
Absolutely.
There are lots of ways to fix this, but every single one of them comes down to money. And you'll never get the money dedicated to it unless it's up for discussion in a real way, not in some phony baloney committee, which is where it is now. The bill's been written for 6 months or a year, and they claim it hadn't been. It's all written. They might make a few changes. But this is how the General Assembly works. They claim they're doing stuff. That committee leadership is telling the members what's going to happen, and the members are saying okay. And that's just so odd to me. I mean, I couldn't do that. I wouldn't last 10 minutes. I said, you're not telling me how I'm going to vote. And I know you're probably running long here, but I work for y'all. I am not confused. I do not work for Wall Street. I do not work for Jay Lucas. I do not work for Hugh Leatherman. I work for the people of Greenwood County. Y'all have been gracious and elected me twice in overwhelming amounts, and I will not let you down. The things I have said to you today, I say to you on my oath, I believe them all. I believe that if we don't fix these systems, that we will have to close this retirement system in 3 years, and the effects are terrible. I think that they want a gas tax first, and then they'll come back and worry about people, but I'm not nearly as concerned about road builders and contractors and special interests there as I am the people of Greenwood County. And we got to stand together. Most people never call their General Assembly guy, don't even know how to do it. But go to your computer, get that number, call them, say, leave that treasurer alone, fix pensions this year. That's all you got to say. And if they do that, we can beat them. But it's hard, but I need everybody. I need people to make calls who have never made calls before.
Well, Treasurer Curtis Loftus, I tell you what, I got to ask you one last question. I'll let you go.
Sure.
Why did you go back and do it again? I would think being beat up every day would get old.
I got to finish what I started. And this pension plan is but one thing we've done. I have a wonderful staff now. We've had a lot of staff changes in the treasurer's office. We have completely changed how money is managed inside the state, not the investment commission. We manage how our software's been converted. We get quality audits. I mean, we make more money with less now. I can't tell you how important that is, but I don't talk about it a lot because, you know, people just expect that from your state treasurer. And that's good, but we do that. You know, unclaimed property, man, we're giving more money back than ever. College savings plans, there are more people investing in their college savings plans than ever. Our rates of return in the Treasurer's office are higher than ever. Everything is working out well, but there are other things, Ann. And do you know that we have whole groups of quasi-state agencies around state government? And some of those people might make $600,000, $700,000, $800,000 a year.
Wow.
And they're in the retirement system, so they'll get big retirements. And I'm on them now. So I'm making a whole new set of enemies. That'll be a lot quieter because they don't want people to know these things. But I'm saying that's not right. We want to – any benefit that comes to the state needs to go to the taxpayers, not to a handful of special interest people anymore.
So
there are tons of these battles to fight, and I just got to keep after them. And again, they say the most terrible things about me, but I can't worry about it. I don't care. I don't work for them. I work for Ann Eller. That's who I work for.
Well, Curtis, it's been great to have you on, and I know that the times of change are in the sails with President Donald Trump at the helm there. Things are changing up and shaking things up, so I hope you continue to shake things up down there and resolve another issue that needs to be resolved.
I am, but I will tell you, the national scene is a whole lot different than the state scene. In the state scene, we have fewer physical conservatives in positions of power. We have less of them now than we've had in years. We're kind of going the opposite way. And we all talk about being Republicans, but, you know, a lot of people up here aren't Republicans. They aren't physical conservatives. You know, you can go on the floor of the House or Senate, and if you talk about, you know, Jesus and the flag and whatever, people think you're a conservative. But then they go vote for every big spending bill there is. The Republican Party in South Carolina has got a lot of cleaning up to do. We've got to rehab that whole thing. We need to make sure we are a party that represents people first, that we believe, you know, in making the books balance. If they say we want to spend $100, I don't care if it's on tanks or if it's on food stamps. I want $100 worth of value. I don't want $50 or $70. That's the Republican Party I want to belong to. I don't care about all these issues that don't matter. I care about making sure the money of this state is spent on the people of this state and not on rich special interests and out-of-state special interests.
Well, Curtis, you'll have to come up and we'll have to sit down and chat again.
I will. I'm hitting the street, sister, and I'll be there probably before you know it.
All right. Thanks
Thank
so much
you.
For calling us.